members of the public who are watching, just to point out to the public so they're aware that we try and use their corporate background as much as we can, but some councillors do not have that particular facility on their systems, but they have a faded background. That's the reason why they haven't got the corporate background. If I can ask Veronica Brown to lead us into prayers, please.
Okay.
Veronica, thank you.
Thank you. Lord God, we pray for this council assembled this evening. We give you thanks for their commitment to the Isle of Wight communities, for all that they do to make our island communities a better place, for their consideration of the needs of all people, and for their seeking to understand the needs of those who are marginalized. Particularly at this time of global pandemic, its impact on lives, the NHS, and the economy, guide these counselors with wisdom to govern amid conflicting interests, a sense of welfare, and the needs of the people on the Isle of Wight and its unique environment. Tonight we pray for the councillors as they discuss the motions on the agenda this evening regarding the council's response to the coronavirus and the development of a recovery plan, the commissioning of a root and branch review of the island plan, a moratorium for particular planning applications, and the temporary withdrawal of public consultation regarding the oil application planned for Arrowton. At the end of this day, we ask that you give them peace in their personal lives and joy in their civic duties. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Veronica. It is
George, before we go any further, can you say Councillor Love is sharing his screen? Can you stop sharing his screen?
Councillor Love, you are sharing your screen. Could you adjust it, please? Thank you, Veronica. It is on my report that this was Veronica's last session with us. Thank you, Veronica. You've done a wonderful service. 3 years with Laura, and of course, up to now. And we wish you all the best where you're going to. And keep in touch with us. Keep in touch. That was very, very kind of you. I have got something for you combined with Laura, so we will make sure you get that before you move. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Could I just say thank you to everyone? It's been a real privilege for me, and I wish you all the best.
Pleasure. Thank you, Veronica. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
George, Councillor Brody says he's lost sound. Can you just check that he's got it back? He's got it back, okay.
Okay. Are you right, Councillor Brody?
Yeah.
Okay. Can we have any apologies, please? Any apologies received? I have not received.
We haven't been notified of any.
No apologies. So following that, I would like to advise members of the passing of the former Isle of Wight councillors, Councillor Harry Rees. We all know Harry. Councillor Smart gave me a statement to read on her behalf, which says, I would like to thank the many members, or she would say friends, who sent me the condolence cards, emails, or phoned me following my husband Harry Rees's passing. A celebration of his life will be held once we come out of the virus restrictions. Shelley, we all felt for you. Harry was a good man. I've worked with him through the IWOC, and it was a pleasure to have known him. Also, Councillor Bill Burt, who was elected in 2005, passed away, and then of course Shirley Laird, who was elected in 1981 and served till 1989, who was a member for Shellfleet and that area. She was instrumental in the traffic light system where the new inn is on the way to the West Wilds. I would like to advise both members of the public and press that this meeting has been recorded and broadcast live. Mobile phones should be switched off unless they are being used for the meeting. All participants are reminded to allow for a slight pause prior to speaking for technology to catch up and display the camera image. Please only speak when I ask you to do so, and remember to turn your microphone and video on before you speak. Of course, your video should be on. Anyway, we'll now move to the agenda. If we can have a look at the minutes and approve the minutes, I believe Councillor Brodie has got an amendment to make. Councillor Brodie, would you like to speak, please?
Yeah, thanks very much, Chair. It's not an amendment, it's just a correction. On page A5, there's a record of the vote that was taken on the substantive budget motion. It shows the voting as being 23-4, which is correct. But sadly, there were not 20 intelligent people who voted against the budget. There were only 12. So you need to alter 20 to 12. Thank you.
I will do that. And thank you very much for pointing that out, Councillor. Sorry, I was just silent.
No, you've got to. Can you just propose?
I need a proposal for the... I'll propose the minutes. With amendments, can I have a seconder for that, please? Councillor Stewart, thank you very much. Could we all show, vote by a show of hands?
No, we don't need to vote.
Don't need to vote. Okay, fine. Thank you. That's great. I'll sign the minutes.